ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Tuesday touted the work his administration's done to curb gun violence.
You know, the year before I came to the presidency, the murder rate was the highest increase on record. Last year, we saw the largest decrease of murder in history of America.
But before that speech, the president's son, Hunter, was convicted of a gun crime in Delaware. He faces up to 25 years in prison for lying on forms about his drug use when buying a gun. President Biden traveled to Delaware to be with his family. There were primary contests Tuesday in four states. In Nevada, a former Army captain, Sam Brown, won the state's Republican Senate primary. He had picked up the last-minute endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And a judge in Florida struck down a 2023 state law that blocked gender-affirming care for transgender minors and restricted treatment for adults, saying the statute's unconstitutional. This is ABC News. The former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying behind closed doors to a congressional subcommittee to investigating how his administration handled the coronavirus pandemic.
The GOP-led panel subpoenaed Cuomo, a Democrat, in March for this deposition. Republican lawmakers are specifically focused on his administration's handling of COVID patients in nursing homes and instructions given to facilities in the early days of the pandemic. Cuomo has said he's proud of his response and that this probe is political. Arriving on Capitol Hill, he told reporters this was an opportunity
to actually get the truth and the facts out, and I welcome that opportunity.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Joey Chestnut has won all but one Nathan's hot dog eating contest since 2007. Major League Eating says he'll not be allowed to take part in this July 4th contest because of his endorsement agreement with another company. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Todd Alba, live from our world headquarters in downtown Madison. Greg Bach and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Really happy to have you along. Just a reminder, coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we will have the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. We'll have you the word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app, and you can win some wonderful, wonderful prizes. And there's two grand prizes that everyone is going to be in the drawing for. So stick around for that coming up at 11:06. Todd Alba, how are you, my friend? And friendly competitor, I should say.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, to start off, first of all, welcome. We would love to have you here in Madison. And it's great to be working together in person.
Absolutely.
Right?
It really is. It's fun.
We'd love to see you guys and Greg, you know, and Kelvin down in Waukesha via the old stream. But just there's a vibe about being in the same room.
Being together.
Which is to say that you're whooping me because we got the new totals for the Text to Win contest. And by the way, when you're here, the lawyers do stand outside the glass.
We have to say they're right there.
Statewide.
Nice suits, by the way.
Statewide Text to Win contest. Mm-hmm. You're whooping me, and so you threw down the gauntlet, and you said a steak dinner to the winner, which the loser has to buy.
Exactly.
And based on yesterday's results, I'm feeling I better take along an extra $100.
Well, this is going to be a cumulative. We don't know where we are cumulatively yet, I don't know that they're going to tell us until Friday.
No.
And I also heard, while listening to your fine program, mm-hmm. that it has been determined that should it be a tie,
Yes.
What is going to be the resolution?
It's going to be a leg wrestling contest. Best 2 out of 3, Pat Kreitler will be the official. And so with Jane and I in a historic Lakeside Amory leg wrestle-off.
I mean, perhaps I should have told you this before you decided on this. But I have a long history of shot putting. And you really need strong thighs if you're a shot putter. You know, anybody who shot puts like I do, you know, it's all in the legs. So good luck with that.
Oh, and I think you're a little shorter, but you have strong. See, I think I'm out of luck if it comes to leg wrestling. So I think I better bring along the checkbook.
We are going to be in a couple of places. We're going to be in your hometown, Homestead, tomorrow at Richland Center.
Yes, at Crosscut Park at the Veterans Pavilion right behind the community center. So come on down for Jane's show from 10 until 2, and then or 10 until noon, and then our show noon until 2. So come on down. We're going to have coffee. Speaking of coffee.
You brought a special. This is the most adorable coffee pot I've ever seen.
I was in Richland Center over the weekend, and Mom is loaning me her 1977 percolator pot
that she won.
This is a prize she won for selling Tupperware back in the 70s.
Wow.
And so we've got a percolator. We're going to have it down at the park, along with our unofficial sponsor, because we didn't ask him to pay anything. But still, our unofficial sponsor of the tour, Wonder State Coffee from the On Location Shop. And we're going through Viroqua, which is the home roastery of Wonder State, tomorrow after the show.
Nice.
So we'll have Wonder State Coffee at Crosscut Park in Richland Center tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're at Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee, and Amory at the Daniel stage at Mike Mitchell Park.
And we both looked at the weather forecast, and it really looks great for every day that we're going to be out this week. So again, tomorrow and Friday, we are going to be at Parks in Richland Center, and then the one in Amory on Friday. So bring out a lawn chair, and we'll have coffee for you.
Absolutely.
Nothing but the best. Todd brings his own coffee pot. And we'll have cups.
We'll have cups. Beautiful, nice paper cups.
Exactly. All right.
Wait. Speaking of, I want to thank you. I did this before, but in person, I have my Badger coffee mug, which will be going on the tour. But thanks to Jane, I no longer have to buy plastic water bottles because I have my reusable Yeti right here. Thank you, Jane.
Is that not the greatest thing in the world?
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I've been using it.
I'm not getting paid by Yeti. Greg Bach.
Nicely done.
I'm not kidding. Not Yeti, but I'll get paid one day. I love those things. They're fantastic. We have some breaking news we want to start out with before we do a little California guy update. Hunter Biden, after 8 years of investigation by the Justice Department, Hunter Biden has been found guilty on multiple counts in the Delaware case over whether he violated the law when he filled out a form to buy a gun and swore under penalty of perjury that he was not on drugs at the time. There had previously been a plea agreement that was later withdrawn. This is the part I find really interesting. Such cases are not normally prosecuted.
Right.
As they're very difficult to prove. However, Biden wrote a tell-all book about his struggle with addiction, essentially giving a timeline of his relapse, which the prosecutor then said revealed a false statement on the form. He knew he was doing drugs. That's what the evidence shows. But you talked to attorney Jim Santel, who has the show Amicus Brief on Saturdays on Civic Media. Mm-hmm. And what was it that he told you about this case?
Well, it's just that if it had been just like in the Trump case, I shouldn't say just like, but similarly to the Trump case, if any one of us would have done what Trump was convicted of doing, we would have been in jail most likely long time ago. And in this case, the Hunter Biden case, if any one of us had been accused of what Biden has now been convicted of, we probably would not have gone to a trial like this. We would have been fined heavily, slapped on the wrist, admonished, but it probably wouldn't have gone to trial. So I respect what the jury found, and I admire President Biden for saying that he is not going to pardon his son, that he's going to respect the court's decision.
Yes.
But I don't think it would have ever come to this had it not been for being the president's son. And of course, remember, unlike the Trumpster kids, Biden's kids are not part of the White House in terms of running the White House or being paid by the federal government or federal government employees.
Yeah, that is kind of an important distinction.
Kind of an important distinction.
It is. Yeah. Hunter Biden was never given a security clearance, never did things on behalf of the U.S. government, unlike Ivanka and Jared, who were so qualified. But anyway, now I think it's important.
But the stilettos in the White House in the Trump years were top notch.
They were good. But I do think it's important just to point out the difference in that people are not rioting outside of the federal courthouse, that Hunter Biden is being unfairly prosecuted and this is unfair and we should overturn it. And we're going to, and as you said, President Biden has already said he will not pardon him. So these arguments about the Justice Department being completely weaponized against Republicans has no basis.
Well, and I think that's a great point, Jane. And certainly I feel for Hunter Biden because by all accounts, he went through a very difficult part of his life, like several people do. There, by the grace of God, go I. And by all accounts, he's turned his life around. And I think it's just unfortunate that now he's going to have to go back and pay for these sins of the past because of being perhaps the president's son.
And that's exactly why.
Right. Right, exactly. But if you want to look at it purely from political terms, this is probably, unfortunate as it is, probably a great thing for Biden in terms of political terms because of what you just said. It's awful hard to say that you're weaponizing the Justice Department against your opponent when the same Justice Department just found your own son guilty.
Yeah.
And good point. This is not to sound funny or haha, got you, but we live in a country right now where when little children are shot to death in school, we have a group of people who say, nope, we shouldn't be taking anyone's guns away. Let's arm the teachers. Let's arm the employees. Let's arm everyone who can be armed on the school property. Where was the NRA picketing for Hunter Biden saying, doesn't matter if he was under, he should be able to get a gun whenever he wants. This is a dumb law. He shouldn't have to sign this. He never should have to sign this in the first place. Where were they? They were nowhere to be found. Nobody was picketing. No one was outraged. Everyone just sort of accepted as, yes, he apparently broke the law, he's going on trial for that, and let it move forward. And the headlines have been quiet. We got the one headline, that's it.
But you make a good point, Greg, about where was the NRA? Where are all these second 2A proponents going? You know, they're ear stomping on his right to get a gun and his ability to get a gun, and what if he needs a gun? And, oh, no, this case is fine.
Yeah,
right. Right, exactly.
Just fine. All right. We wanted to do a little update on California guy sighting. Lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. ProPublica reporting that.
Can you now just start calling him that, Eric Hovde?
I might call him Begonia Hovde. Like, that'll, ooh, ouch.
The Begonia. Really, the Begonia.
Eric Hovde had promised that he would attend a meet and greet at Oconto County's Copperfest Parade on Saturday. Then there was a little tipster who took a picture, who said Eric Hovde was in Laguna Beach, California, where he owns a home. While you cannot clearly see the man's face, and you really can't because no. I've seen the photo, he does appear to be with Carson LaPietro, who is president of Hovde's bank, and he appears to be wearing the same hat, bathing suit, and beach chair as in a previous video. Hovde's campaign and the Oconto County GOP, did not respond to the questions.
That's the biggest tell right there. Yeah.
That they didn't respond at all?
Because if it wasn't Hovde, the first thing he would have said is, that's not our boss, and here's where he was, and here's five people to prove it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
They did not do that. Which I find this is just absolutely fantastically rich. That, you know, the guy who has literally TV ads up right now attacking Senator Baldwin, saying, well, she's coming after me, so I'm not really from Wisconsin. Here's the high school I graduated from. The guy says he's still literally running for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin and living in California and saying, nah, I'm not going back up there north of Green Bay in Oconto County. I'm just going to stay here on the beach at Laguna Beach in California. He's writing the ads, for goodness sake.
He seriously is.
I was talking to Pat about this earlier, and Jane hates it when I do this. But Hovde, people, give me a call. It's fine if there's a schedule snafu. Todd, you've been through this. I've been through this. When you work for a political figure, there's scheduling snafus. And politicians need a vacation from the campaigning or from daily life. Both of those are acceptable. But if you were going to take a break, Eric, just be like, I love vacation in Wisconsin. There's wonderful beaches here in Wisconsin. Don't go back to your house. Not a house, but your main house. Just one of many. Come on, Eric!
Well, yes, that's the point, Greg. You're absolutely right that it wasn't that he was in his so-called house in Madison.
Madison, right.
You know, saying, you know, I'm just really tired out. I need a day. I'm going to stay here on Lake Mendota. No. It just proves that he actually does not live in Wisconsin.
No.
That when he goes, quote unquote, home,
yes,
home is California.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The fact that they think like much like Tim Michaels,
right?
They can just parachute in,
yeah,
you know, and say, "Oh, I'm from here, and I know what it's like to be a Wisconsinite. I'm genuine, but I'm never here."
By the way, just in case you're wondering, where the junior senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, was this weekend?
Was she in Wisconsin?
She was at the June Dairy Breakfast in Richland County.
No kidding.
Yes, where we're going tomorrow. So Senator Baldwin was serving cheese curds and pancakes in the beautiful hills of Richland County, Wisconsin this weekend, while Eric Hovde, OC, Orange County Eric Hovde, was on the beach in California.
That sounds now, like the opening.
If that doesn't tell the whole story, I don't know what does.
That just sounds like the beginning of maybe an attack ad. I don't know. Who knows?
Ooh,
I mean, right? we have a group of people who just love to give us intel in the form of ads. I don't know if we have it ready for now, or maybe listen to it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, why don't we take it on the other side of the break?
Yeah,
we have an attack ad in case you haven't heard it yet from this really vicious, completely legitimate and totally real super PAC called We Got Nothing Else.
Really?
Yeah, they're nasty.
The way they deliver them are so wonderful, too.
It's unusual, to say the least.
It's unusual to be loved
by anyone. If you want to join...
That's what's going to be the whole week. We have sequins waiting.
I'm glad I'm not on the road then. Oh my
and
God.
Feathered headdresses. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put your silver key in the Michael ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping. Road tripping. Road tripping with me.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba. Coming to you from our studio in Madison, and Greg Bach and the Calvinator in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. This is the first day of our On the Road with Jane and Todd.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
State Street people are... are meandering up and down. It's a beautiful day, a little overcast, but warm. We went over to Wonder Steak, got some coffee.
Yeah, nice. All in preparation. Tomorrow we will be in Richland Center. Mm-hmm. On Thursday we'll be in Eau Claire. Friday we wrap things up in Amory. And, of course, our statewide text-to-win contest, Scani Summer Contest. We will have the keyword for you to text in next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news. Be listening for that. Todd and I in a pretty tight competition.
Did you notice the words they're giving me versus other people?
I understand your word today is Shaquamagon, which is perfectly
fine.
Just
fine by me. I mean,
is that a problem?
What's wrong, Todd? I don't understand.
No, I know. Nothing. I mean, three-letter words, and I get register for one of mine.
Hey, Todd, we got the word cabin, and someone texted the word Kevin, so not really. Okay.
Well, you know.
Rhododendron is coming for you later in the week.
Anti-establishment people making the words.
I might have
not yonder. No.
Anyway, be listening after 11 o'clock. And also, Lisa Schiller will be here from the Better Business Bureau to talk about how to protect yourself if you want travel insurance, and also how to avoid hotel booking scams. That is all coming up right after the 11 o'clock news. We were talking about Lake Sinning axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Was supposed to be at a fundraiser in Oconto on Saturday, and he wasn't there, apparently.
Which, by the way, have you been to Oconto County? It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it is.
Gorgeous.
Just north of Green Bay on the way up to Peshtigo. Beautiful part of the state.
But a tipster actually caught who appears to be California guy Eric Hovde on the beach in California with the president of his bank. And both the Oconto County GOP and Hovde's campaign did not respond to any questions, courtesy of Politico. Shocker. Shocker.
I have a question for both of you. We talk about Eric Hovde a lot, and I'm trying to figure out if there has been one success in his campaign thus far. I feel like for every step he takes forward, whether it's an ad, an interview, or anything, he takes two, three steps back for, you know, having his employees pose as people in a commercial and not just disclosing that, being caught on the beach, putting out ads that are begging people to have them believe he's from Wisconsin and of the people of Wisconsin. I just haven't seen a single tangible victory for him, other than he gets to run because he's rich.
Well, and he has no policies.
Yeah,
right.
It's all useless generalized statements and platitudes. And the latest TV commercial that stuck out for me was Tammy Baldwin is a hypocrite. Oh, okay.
Boy, you really got him.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, ouch. Calvin, let's play that completely real and totally legitimate attack ad that only Matt and Air on Air we got to buy for. I don't know quite how that happened, but let's take that for a spin.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
It's brutal, huh?
Brutal.
I mean,
brutal.
Wow.
And the reason it's so successful is that the person they're going after, she feeds right into it. She actually gets things done for her constituents. So she's just making it worse for herself.
I know. If she just would sit back, you know, go to a beach.
And be like Ron Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, like, she could sit on a D.C. beach or something. I have no idea.
I mean, when you show up in Richland County, Wisconsin, serving cheese at a dairy breakfast, I mean, that just feeds into the entire perception that you're in touch with Wisconsinites and you're getting stuff done.
I'm assuming, because she does this a lot.
All the time.
She visits farmers, visits union workers, she visits people all over the state. She actually does do that.
Well, and I think, I mean, Greg asked the question earlier. I mean, yes, I think that Hovde's campaign has been an abysmal disaster for the most part. The only effective ad, if I want to remove just from a purely political standpoint, the despicable ad where he just kind of gins up half-truths and right-wing propaganda and that thing where he brings the four beers out. I mean, that's speaking directly to his base, I guess, the Trump base, to fire them up. But on the opposite side, I think the more important story is the phenomenal job that Senator Baldwin's team is doing.
Yes.
Because they're doing exactly the right thing, in my opinion. They're telling real stories, having real Wisconsinites talk about real things that Senator Baldwin has done for them and make a difference in their lives. And we always, I mean, said in politics, you normally win your campaign the year before the election because it's what you're doing in your district, in her case, the state, if you're out there when you're not up for election, and what you're getting done back home for the folks, as they say, the constituent casework, and Tammy Baldwin checks all those boxes off.
Well, and I think, too, like Tim Michaels, Tim Michaels, Eric Hovde have nothing to bring to Wisconsinites except I'm really wealthy, I'm a businessman, you should trust me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's really it. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say we can announce today that we just confirmed that Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, will be on the show on Thursday at 11 a.m.
Wow,
talking about her latest bill to help, you know, keep business accountable, big business accountable here in the country, which has a direct effect on Wisconsinites and us taxpayers. So we are very lucky to have Senator Baldwin returning to the show. And that will be on this Thursday at 11 o'clock, starting the second hour.
And in the interest of fairness, I do understand that the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC also has another ad in the works.
Yes.
Featuring completely real and totally legitimate Wisconsinites.
Really?
Speaking on Eric Hovde's behalf. So that I believe that's coming sometime.
Well, when you hear the words of the quote-unquote Wisconsinites at Hovde's campaigns, they say, you know, I really like Wisconsin. It's a really great place.
It is totally my favorite state.
They may be California girls.
News is coming up next. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lay back, enjoy the show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, for our weekly conversation. We'll talk about what Citizen Action is up to and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Tuesday touted the work his administration's done to curb gun violence.
You know, the year before I came to the presidency, the murder rate was the highest increase on record. Last year, we saw the largest decrease of murder in history of America.
But before that speech, the president's son, Hunter, was convicted of a gun crime in Delaware. He faces up to 25 years in prison for lying on forms about his drug use when buying a gun. President Biden traveled to Delaware to be with his family. There were primary contests Tuesday in four states. In Nevada, a former Army captain, Sam Brown, won the state's Republican Senate primary. He had picked up the last-minute endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And a judge in Florida struck down a 2023 state law that blocked gender-affirming care for transgender minors and restricted treatment for adults, saying the statute's unconstitutional. This is ABC News. The former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying behind closed doors to a congressional subcommittee to investigating how his administration handled the coronavirus pandemic.
The GOP-led panel subpoenaed Cuomo, a Democrat, in March for this deposition. Republican lawmakers are specifically focused on his administration's handling of COVID patients in nursing homes and instructions given to facilities in the early days of the pandemic. Cuomo has said he's proud of his response and that this probe is political. Arriving on Capitol Hill, he told reporters this was an opportunity
to actually get the truth and the facts out, and I welcome that opportunity.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Joey Chestnut has won all but one Nathan's hot dog eating contest since 2007. Major League Eating says he'll not be allowed to take part in this July 4th contest because of his endorsement agreement with another company. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on air weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out.
You got me.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now, we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno.